It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. On this voting day in New Hampshire, we'll gauge the state of the nation's first primary. In a moment, we start our political coverage, though, in a less likely place, Norman, Oklahoma. Gathered there is a panel of current and former public officials calling on the presidential candidates to pledge a new spirit of bipartisanship if elected. If that sounds like a pretty vague promise, the summit was enough to draw New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Bloomberg is toying with the idea of an independent run for president, supposedly, and his presence brought some media attention to a political event far from the primary states. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
It was a gathering of moderates. Two former senators, David Boren from Oklahoma and Sam Nunn from Georgia, hosted the panel. The two Democrats' purpose was to urge the presidential candidates from both parties to heed a call of bipartisanship. There was a sense of urgency rooted in the belief expressed by Senator Nunn that this country's well-being is diminishing.
National surveys reveal that an unprecedented 7 out of 10 citizens believe that life for their children will not be as good as their own. Approval for the United States around the world has dropped to historically low levels, with only 1 out of 4 people approving of our country's actions.
Although there was no direct criticism of either party or any current politician, no one could miss the undercurrent of unhappiness with the intense polarization in Washington, D.C. Former U.S. Senator Jack Danforth, a Missouri Republican, was one of the many who spoke longingly of the way it used to be.
What has happened in American politics in recent years is that each of the two political parties has appealed to the base of the party, the true believers of the party.
In an attempt to put some meat on the bones of their statement, the panel decried the condition of America's public schools, the sorry state of the country's bridges, dams, and levees, the lack of health insurance for millions of adults and children. But with the latest estimates of the cost to American taxpayers for the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq to be north of $1.5 trillion, there was not one word about how the country would pay for these proposed domestic improvements. Republican consultant Susan Eisenhower, granddaughter of President Dwight Eisenhower, came the closest.
Health care, baby boomers retiring, infrastructure, all of these are big-ticket items. So the reason we need bipartisanship is it's going to require political courage to make choices. And what I'd like to see these candidates do is get up and tell us what their priorities are.
Most of the national media probably would have ignored this feel-good exercise in bipartisanship if New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg hadn't been one of the panelists. But Bloomberg's presence fueled interest because of speculation that he might run for president as an independent, using his multi-billion-dollar fortune to do what few other independents ever could. Bloomberg recently renounced his membership in the Republican Party, but as he has done in the past, yesterday he gave no indication that he actually intends to run.
Well, look, I'm not a candidate number one. I am a former businessman and a mayor. I think what has changed is that people have stopped working together. Government is dysfunctional. And I think, lastly, there is no willingness to focus on big ideas. Congress and all of government seems to focus on the small things until the public gets so fed up that they then have to do something, and then invariably what comes out of it is a compromise like you saw in the energy bill.
With the victories in Iowa by Barack Obama and Mike Huckabee and the popularity of change in Washington as a campaign theme in both parties, it seemed in some ways the message of the panel had been overtaken by events. Former Senator David Boren conceded as much when he answered a reporter who raised this question by saying that their meeting had been planned long before the dates were known for the Iowa caucus or the New Hampshire primaries. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Norman, Oklahoma.